And when one day we die, we will leave this place to go to another place. Whether we are leaving or coming, our karma follows us. Actually, this is how the author described it, but the actual happening is slightly different. Eh? It's not the karma follow you. All these are stored in the karmic nature. So like the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So this karmic nature is the one that conditions us. We are born of it, heir to it, conditioned and supported by it, and we are what we are because of it. So this karmic nature is the one that is responsible for the continuous birth and death. That's why every life when you come, you either need one ignorant thought from the last birth to condition the rebirth consciousness, then the form and mind can come into existence. So this karmic nature, based on your karmic conditioning, they will arise the new five aggregates of form and mind. So it's not like what the author mentioned. What the author mentioned is like this consciousness, after you die, it leaves. Then it take another body. No, it's not there. Because like the Buddha in his teaching, everything is dependent on originating condition arising. So the last thought moment will condition the next rebirth consciousness. Then that one go and take birth. But your karmic nature is somewhere else. Then when the karmic nature, based on its karmic conditioning and pattern, they will arise the appropriate form and mind. So the appropriate form and mind is actually within existence, within the karmic movement. Then it depends on how the karma fit in. That's why sometimes for those who know, to be born a human being is very rare, not easy. So a lot of people cannot understand. They say, why is it so difficult to be born a human being? Just get married and reproduce. This is what you saw in the surface. But when you look at birth and death, you look at the whole universe creation, the number of non-humans that exist in this universe are so much more than the so-called human race. Actually, human race are very rare species. Very, very rare. That's the reason why Sakyamuni Buddha gave an analogy. He said, 人生难得，佛法难闻. Means the human body is difficult to come by. The Buddha Dharma is even more difficult to come by. Then he gave an analogy of a turtle egg. He said, if take for example, there's a turtle egg with an opening slightly bigger than the turtle's head floating in the ocean. Then every 100 years, the turtle, which is blind, the blind turtle, surface from the ocean every 100 years once. So he said, the probability of gaining a human birth is like as long as the probability of the blind turtle able to protrude his head and fit exactly into the turtle eggshell with the opening, you will know how rare it is, how difficult it is. He is talking about numbers. So to be born a human is very rare indeed, and we must cherish it. We must actually understand that this is something very rare. And to be born during the Buddha Sasana, which is like now the golden window, to meet up with the Dhamma is even more rare. So do strive on with heedfulness. Do not delay. Do not waste your golden window. So this is something that you all have to bear in mind. Yeah? For those who still haven't seriously reflect on it, contemplate and aspire, you better do so. Karma don't follow you. There is a karmic nature that does all this. So it's not like something you can bring along or carry along. Even your merits don't follow you, but they are recorded in nature's law, in our spiritual nature, our karmic nature. So when there's condition for its arising, they will arise. That's why it's yin and fa. Then as far as that consciousness that take rebirth is concerned, it's not the same consciousness. The consciousness that die, there is a last thought moment. That last thought moment will end, and condition rebirth consciousness, that one straight away take birth. But the realm of consciousness that is inside the physical form, that one is different. That one will come out. Because when a person dies, what happens is the consciousness that is trapped inside loses its craving force. When it loses its craving force, because there is no more life force, there is no more energy to hold this consciousness to the body, the physical body. That's why karma is such, when you take rebirth, the rebirth consciousness is trapped in the physical form. Then the physical form has this, what we call life force. So this life force come from our karmic nature. They will pump the heart. They will trigger life. So this life force is the one that sustain life, pumps the oxygen to nourish and all. But initially as a fetus, of course, when they take conception in the mother's womb is different, because that time the mother through the umbilical cord gave the nourishment and all those things. Until you are ready to receive consciousness, then the rebirth consciousness come in. That's how you get conceived. Then the form and mind will grow. The cells will subdivide and all those things. Then until birth. Yeah. So all this, it will happen. Yeah. Then because of this life force and all those things, the consciousness actually get trapped inside. Then the karmic conditioning and the karmic nature, it will create the craving force, which is part of your karma. So this craving force will bind you to the form and mind. That's why you will be trapped inside there, experiencing all the coming thing, good or bad. Then until when death comes, where the consciousness has to separate because the craving force ceases. I know about this because when I was young, I actually died. Then I saw during that process how my craving force ceased. Then how my consciousness was released out. Actually, I was supposed to die. You know, after that, I cannot go in back into my body. But somehow not meant to be, I managed to give it a push or a movement. Then I went in. Then I realized I take control of my body. Then after that, I know what consciousness is, what craving force is. So this part I want to clarify is because very few people understand this.